go to the Caradio Newsline right now and visit with our very special guest, Jennifer Pippa, who's joining us right now, the Vice President of Disasters Program for the American Red Cross. Jennifer, thanks for the time today. You know, we always talk about severe weather, and we hardly ever talk about the American Red Cross unless a disaster hits. So it's good that nothing is happening right now, but we need to be prepared for some those weather disasters that will be upon us before we know it. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yes, so let's get into this. You served as the CEO of Georgia's Red Cross. You served more than 10 million people across all five lives of Red Cross service in 159 countries. This is an effort when these things happen across the country, and let's get into it. What do weather predictions across the U.S. signal for this spring's disaster outlook?
So this spring disaster outlook unfortunately looks very similar to what we saw last year in 2023, which was a record year of extreme climate and weather disasters. It was the planet's hottest year last year and had the greatest number of billion-dollar disasters. And so what we're seeing in terms of weather this coming season is above-average temperatures all across the northern states, more dryness in the west, which is going to put them at higher risk for wildfires. You're looking at above normal temperatures in the ocean, which absolutely indicates an above normal kind of hurricane season as well. But it isn't just about that. What we're seeing as an organization is it isn't just about the wildfires, tornadoes, and hurricanes anymore. It's about these severe storms that swipe through the middle of the U.S., straight line winds, flash flooding. So what we're seeing as an organization is more and more extreme weather, sometimes with little to no notice, impacting communities. And each time these communities are impacted, it's taking longer and longer for those communities to recover. And the Red Cross walks alongside them in all of that. You know, for example, we still have more than 3,000 people that we're supporting in Hawaii after those wildfires. Those happened last August.
Wow.
But these communities need our help. And so we're there to make sure that everybody has a safe place to stay after a disaster.
So given that some of the things you're talking about, these are happening year round. I mean, it's not just seasonal like it maybe used to be, but still I know spring becomes an especially busy time for these emergencies. So how is the American Red Cross preparing?
Yeah, it wasn't too long ago that you know, I started with the organization back in 2004, and you had a couple of large disasters that we were challenged to respond to every year. We are not in that same movie anymore. We are in almost a near continuous state of response now. And we do more than about 65,000 responses a year. Majority of them are home fires. Those are just as important as these large-scale disaster events that people see on the national news. Because whether it is one home that is destroyed, whether it's a fire or a flood or a hurricane or a tornado, or whether it's 1,000, that family turns to the Red Cross for hope and help in their greatest moment of need. And we need to make sure that we are there and we are ready to respond and take care of that family the minute a disaster happens.
You know, it's interesting because I personally can vouch for, you know, how a family is affected. In 97, my twin brother and I were in my mobile home out in Southeast Colorado, and he was visiting with his family. Long story short is the day after Princess Di got in her wreck and a tornado hit our house, the mobile home, and I had some severe injuries, and he actually died of his injuries 7 days after the storm. So it's interesting because people, you know, the last thing I ever thought that day, because it was blue skies all day until that storm hit, people, you know, they don't think about how they prepare for disasters. So let's get into that. How can people prepare for disasters at home before they even hit?
First of all, I am so sorry to hear that experience with you. Tornadoes are unforgiving, and like you said, they're no-notice events,
yeah,
right? And they really challenge communities and families to be prepared.
Yeah.
And I know asking folks to be prepared for weather-related disasters can sometimes be overwhelming. They don't know what their most likely disaster is. So there's some really simple things they can do today and in the future to make sure that they're prepared and that their community's more resilient. They can get a kit, they can make a plan, they can be informed. The first, know your evacuation plan. Know how to safely get out of your neighborhoods from your work, how you're going to collect your children from school should an evacuation be ordered. That's really important. The next is build an emergency kit. The good news here is most of those supplies, they're already in your house. Things like non-perishable items, canned foods, flashlight batteries, extra charger for your cell phone. There's some things people don't think about, right? Copies of really important documents, insurance documents, birth certificates, those kinds of things, and medications. If you take medication on a regular basis, we want to make sure when you evacuate, you make sure you take your medications with you. And then the third is be informed. Red Cross has an emergency app. It is 100% free to download. You can then look at what the most likely disaster is in your area. We can send you alerts if a tornado happens or if there's severe storms. It also has checklists about what to do after a disaster and help recover as well. And those are really three easy ways that families can take action today to make sure that they're prepared.
A lot of great information there, as always. Jennifer, thanks for the time. We really appreciate it. Don't be a stranger. We'd love to talk to you more as we head into severe weather season this upcoming May, June, and July.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for helping get your communities prepared.